You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a caller and we've got a question, Nicole. I'm hoping you'll be able to answer it. It's about land use and stuff like that. About, well, let's just get the caller on. Caller, how are you today?
Good evening. Jim, you know me, but I'd rather not use my name on the line.
No, that's okay. You've got a rather distinctive voice and an even more distinctive name, and I do know who it is, so I'll just call you my old friend.
Okay, your old friend. Listen, I have two questions. In most counties, you need a city as well as a county license to do business. So if a county opts not to allow the sale or distribution of these medical products under the current rules and regulations being outlined by the legislature, what does that mean for the cities in those same counties? So that's the one question. And the second question is, how is the organization or the industry responding to those cities that are electing to not approve the dispensaries because of the limitations on the regulations that can be imposed?
Sure. We'll start off with the first one. You are correct that in order for any of our retail facilities to be opened, they must be permitted and licensed through your county or your city, so depending on where the actual property is located. So what the legislature did this year is they have they gave the local governments, both of the counties and the cities, two options. They can either, one, regulate these like a pharmacy, which is, you know, like the CVS, Walgreens, even your Publix's, which is basically zero regulation, in essence. Just a typical, most counties and cities, it's just a business permit. Or if they want to, they can actually outright ban the retail. The dispensing of it through a home delivery is still preempted by the state. So even if any of your local governments end up banning these, they cannot ban a patient from getting access to it from a home delivery. So while they may be banning the retail side of things, they cannot ban the delivery of the products to the patients. I think that answers your first question. And so if a county in fact bans it, the county in most zoning circumstances only has jurisdiction over their own property, so unincorporated county.
This wasn't, if I might add, this wasn't a zoning question. It was a business license question. And in most jurisdictions in the county I'm in require licenses from both a county and city to function in the city jurisdiction. So if the county doesn't issue that license, and which you're free to correct me because I may be under a misimpression about the
yes, and so that is not what this is. You can regulate these like a pharmacy. So it is basically based on the zoning and the regulations of a pharmacy. And so it is not a, you would be able to, if the county in fact bans them, if a city has allowed them to operate inside of their city boundaries, you'll be able to get a permit from the city in order to open up a retail spot.
Okay. That was precisely the question. So thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do we answer? Absolutely. So we answered your question, caller?
Yes. You asked the first question. The second part is, what is the industry doing? You know, the reality is the industry has spent some considerable amount of time trying to educate local governments on what exactly these retail spots look like, and a lot of it's education and working with local governments. So that's kind of what we've been doing, and working with the communities that have more welcomed us into them, and respecting those that their wishes to not have us in. But we are, that's actually a very political question and a very politically issue that may be readdressed when it comes to the legislature, because what was happening prior to special session is your local governments were given authorization to regulate them, which means that your local governments were putting distances between each other, between the schools, churches, were limiting the amount in the community. And when the local jurisdictions no longer had that right to regulate to that extent, Some of them are saying, well, we can't regulate them, then we don't want them here. And so there's going to be political pushback in my crystal ball come the next 2018 legislative session to go back and see if there's another way to better handle the local preemption issue.
Might you entertain a third question? Am I hogging your time?
You're hogging my time. I'm going to have her call you. I know who's asking the questions, and I'll get her together with you, I promise, mystery caller.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, host. I appreciate it.
It's no problem. Go out and get another bow tie. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, Nicole. That's a real old friend of mine. I'll make sure you get together with him,
because
he actually has some great quality questions, and he's a government consultant for a lot of people. He's going to need your help. Now, my question, more of a business question, is you guys are called some blankety blankety blank, and they got the license to do this. What are you going to have, like a forward facing brand name, and what's that, and how does all that work?
So each of the seven of us, yes, were originally licensed under, we first had to be a 30-year nursery. So a lot of us applied under a nursery that had been in the state of Florida for 30 years, and we are all operating under some other different type of brand name. For instance, the company that I represent, we are San Felasco Nursery. We are licensed in the Northeast, right outside of Gainesville and Alachua County, but we will be doing business as the Green Solution, which is actually a trademark out of our Colorado sister company.
Oh, very cool. So you're not starting from zero. You've got a group that has done this successfully in Colorado. I would assume they're helping you with things like best practices, things like that. So you're not starting from zero, right?
Absolutely. And we are allowed to use a lot of their they've been in operations about 3 years, which in marijuana world is kind of like dog years, considering that this is really still a new industry. So we've had the opportunity to be able to license all of their manufacturing, their processing, a lot of the products that they've done, a lot of research and testing on out in Colorado. We will be bringing those types of products here to the state of Florida.
Well, that's really cool. So, Nicole, we've only got about a minute or so left. Why don't you give me your read on what's going to happen, because these things come out, then there's glitch bills. We don't do politics, but just a casual listener who's maybe got a back problem or a kid with epilepsy, or maybe they're just a recreational person. What do you see coming out in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, stuff like that?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that came out from the implementation of the bill, and just so people I know were hearing for years, there was a 90-day waiting period. The 90-day waiting period is gone. So there's going to be significantly more patient access than may have been in the previous years or had been anticipated in some of the early drafts of the bills. So, yeah, of course, there's a lot of big problems that we saw in this implementation bill. For instance, that currently we still cannot franchise any of our dispensaries. We cannot wholesale to one another. So there's going to be a lot of things, more industry issues. There could be an expansion of the list of different conditions in the future. I think that you'll probably see a bill, whether to tweak or to expand. I'd say this is going to be the next gaming alcohol in the state of Florida, that you'll see a bill and a piece of legislation, I would say, every single year until this goes recreational, either by force of the feds or a force of a constitutional amendment or a legislative will.
Well, Nikki, I want to thank you so much. We'll have you on again in a couple of months in this ever-changing environment. Right on, and thank you for fielding that call from that rather eclectic caller, but I love him. I've known him for about 40 years.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
I've already introduced the two of you guys on the email. Nikki, thanks so much for coming. Best to you. Good luck to you. Good luck to your clients. Good luck to everybody who wants
to do
marijuana, medical marijuana in a business. And now we're going to be back with Ivan Field. Ivan is, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to tell people how I met you, Ivan, and what we've done together so far. But Ivan Field, he is the person that owns the medical marijuana doctor practices. We're going to talk to him about medical marijuana made easy and what you can do with the marijuana doctor. So stick with us. We're making life easier and better for you right after this.